program, I came in not really playing bass or playing with... I played with a few bands in high school, but never really like original music so much as I did in college. So learning how to write with other people and figure out how to like be in a group and do some touring and stuff like that. And just also being so inspired by the people in our major and sitting in the fine arts lobby all the time and hearing conversations and people walking past me and sharing their new music. And like, it's just so great.
I always joke, there's these like two tables that are kind of like high up tables next to like the stairs to the second floor. And me and my roommates always joke, that's like the Ali Sand corner, because she is always there.
I'm always there.
Always there. I was like, they should like dedicate like a plaque to her or something.
You are not the first person that said that. A lot of the professors think that it's they should like get me a name tag for my office kind of thing, because I really do love sitting there. And part of it is because so many opportunities have presented themselves to me just by making myself available and being there. And that's another big thing. I think in Oneonta, people are so willing to collaborate and say, oh, hey, play this show. Like, you would sound great for this. Oh, hey, work with me on this song that I just wrote. And by making yourself available and showing your face a lot, then it'll happen. So that's like what I'm hoping to carry with me after graduation. Like, just be there and then things will come.
Absolutely. Speaking of the music industry program and kind of the people that you've met through that, mm-hmm. you were in a band, Sing Double. A lot of those musicians played on The Flood.
You're tuned in to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta's Alumni Weekend. Keeping it locked since 1962. Make sure to stay tuned in to hear alumni shows from over the years.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m., located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CrowCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Gah!
Gonna catch the sun and tell my friends where I've been. So long and a gate to all that is left. Cause I feel like a stranger in this world. Yeah, I'll throw all my fears out the door. Something we've lost and gained through the pain.
Left Georgia for Tennessee when I was 18. Met a girl named Tuesday who shined her light on me. She was 5'9" with a storm in her eyes, and of all the shoulders on which she could have cried, she picked mine. She picked mine. Now I wish that I hadn't stepped down and lied when I acted like it was nothing to me. And if I could only go back in time, I'd rewrite our whole story. Well, her mama caught wind that her daughter's friend might be of the wrong persuasion. Next thing I know, her mama's calling, telling her daughter. Just the thought of it made her sick over the toilet. Instead of backing me up, Tuesday melted right down. Asked me to write her mother and say sorry for the confusion. That of course there had been no sin. To emphasize how much I love Jesus and men. How I wish that I hadn't stepped down and lied when I acted like it was nothing to me. 'Cause that night for the first time I took a knife to the paper thin skin on my arm. Of eternal night started closing in, and I thought surely no future exists. Tuesday, now I hardly think of you, but when I do, I only think of shame. And girl, I tell you, if I could do it again, I sure as hell wouldn't do it the same. No, I cannot believe that I stepped down and lied. I should have told you I loved you. And now I know that your shame is not mine. I let you live in my head. With this exorcism, I put our story to bed. And one more thing, if you ever hear this song, tell your mama she can go suck an egg.
should probably go to Pilates. Told my friend Rita, maybe I could meet ya. We can do lunch. I know it's been so long. Planned out my
FM.
Oh my god.
17 feet away from where we first met. Cemetery connected to the parking lot. Baby crying, floating around in a peacoat. Anything we need, baby, busted from the bomb. So wrapped up, you're gonna call me out when we talk about it later. Cause I don't even know me right now. Wait for you to shower, meet you when you get out. Ignore the flowers, they want too much now. Gone in an hour, after 2 years working this out, had me on the way. When you're not around, I can't be myself. Therapy don't know me, just don't hold much. I get so wrapped up, you're gonna call me out when we talk about it later. Cause I don't even know me right now. Wait for you to shower.
Can't break from it all. Oh no, can't do no more. Can't do no.
After the revolution, when my gun was still smoking, I bent over the man I'd shot. Against my ear, and I waited what seemed like an eternity for the words to take shape in his mouth.
We can't go home. Another miss call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
One, two. Seatbelt in, seatbelt out.
You know, Larry, this simple exercise will help us stay healthy, which keeps medical costs down.
But you gotta do it every day, Vince, because if you don't... You can get out of shape fast.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.